Blog Talk Radio.
Same thing we ran.
Oh.
Jesus, this.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good to see everyone. Good to see Brother Man. Praise the Lord. How are you? Yes.
Good to see.
Good to see you too. Good to see all the saints and everyone that's here today, and trusting others are still on their way. And thanking God for his goodness. Amen. His
Amen.
Goodness to us, his love. You know, God has been good. He blessed our dear brother, C75, and blessed our dear young brother, the C16. God is good, amen?
Yes, he
is. So we thank him for that. And let us open up in service for the Lord and thank God for his goodness to us. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we want to thank you once again for your manifold blessings this day. We want to thank you for your hand of love and mercy extended unto your people. Thank you for allowing us one more time, as Brother Mann says, to be in the house of the Lord. Thank you for seeing the saints and the smiles upon the faces, Lord God. And we ask, O Lord, that you would continue to look down upon each and every one of us with favor. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Holmes being online, Lord God, not able to get out. But we thank you, Lord God, that she is with us, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, O Lord, that you would continue to heal her in her body, dear Father. Thank you, Lord, for her sweet spirit that she has, dear Heavenly Father. She thanks you and praises you, Lord, for all your blessings, dear Heavenly Father. Even though, Lord God, we know that you told us in the Word of God, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. And so we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Carol being here this morning. Thank you for her beautiful smile. And as you continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have been so good to her this past week, and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Heavenly Father, body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, Sister Regina, Lord God, we thank you for her and ask your hands of love and mercy continue to be extended unto her. Remember her daughter, Debbie, in a special way, Lord God. We lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, this morning. We know, Lord God, that, Lord, she was in the hospital. She's home, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless. Father, we pray, Lord God, this morning. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Mann's being with us, Lord God. We truly missed our dear brother on last Lord's Day, but, Lord, we thank you that he's here, dear Heavenly Father. It was good to hear his voice on Wednesday night, Lord God, praising you, Lord God, and lifting it up to you. And, Father, when we see his smile on his face, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this dear brother and all that you have done for him. Ask you would continue to bless him and be his guide and his direction, dear Father, and the strength that he so desperately stands in need of. Father God, this morning we want to pray and say a special prayer and blessing upon our new officer, Officer Tripp, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear officer and ask that you would bless him, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, that, you know, he's here, dear Heavenly Father, and now he will be in our presence, Lord God, and in yours, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we want to lift him up to you, Lord God. We want him to know, dear Heavenly Father, that we are praying for him, dear Father. We don't know much about him right now, but, dear Father, as time goes on, we'll learn more, as we did with Officer Todd. We'll learn more about him and ask that you would bless him and his family, Lord God. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over him, dear Father, while he's out there in the streets, dear Heavenly Father. Bless him in every way that he stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. And, Father, this morning we will give you praise and glory and honor. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember, dear Officer Todd. We don't want to forget him and all that you have done for him. Ask that you would continue to bless him and his family, Lord God. Remember his wife, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his children in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you have done. Remember all the saints of God, even the saints who are still on their way, Lord God. When we started out, Lord God, we didn't see Sister June, but Lord, we pray that she's on her way, and we trust, Lord God, that you would grant her and traveling mercies over the highway. Remember her request for her family, Lord God. Remember her husband, Lord God. Remember her grands, dear Father. Her daughters, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, a special prayer for her brother, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for him, Lord. We know that he was supposed to go for surgery, Lord God, but, Father, we haven't heard how everything has gone. So we just ask that you would remember him in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you for Sister June, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon her. Likewise, we want to thank you, Lord God, for seeing, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Smith out this morning. Thank you for your blessings upon her. Remember her request for her family, Lord God, and her daughter, dear Father, her grandson,
Lord God, or great-grands, dear Father, her sister, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Smith. Thank you for the strength you give her each and every day. Father, likewise, we pray, Lord God, that you remember Brother Jackson, Lord God. Thank you for him, dear Father. I ask that you continue to bless Brother Levester and Brother Maurice, Lord God, as they work here in the church. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for these dear brothers who come over, Lord God, throughout the week, dear Heavenly Father, and work here in the house of God, dear Heavenly Father, doing the work that is necessary to maintain this house of God. So we just ask that you would bless our brothers in every way that they stand in need of. Likewise, we thank you for seeing Brother Reggie this morning, and thank you, Lord, for blessing them to see another birthday, dear Father. Oh, Father, we don't take these things for granted, Lord God, because many did not reach the age that Brother reached, dear Father, and we thank you, Lord God, that you allowed him, dear Father, to see another birthday, and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother in every way that he stands in need of. Remember his household in a special way, Lord God, his companion and his son, Lord God, his grands and great-grands, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we want to just remember everyone, Lord God, especially our saints who are still on their way. We ask that you grant traveling mercies over the highway. Bring them here to the house of God safely, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for any visitors that may come in, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for them, dear Heavenly Father. We're looking to see souls back out today, Lord God, as you brought them out on last Lord's Day. We're looking to see them to come back to the house of God, to hear the word of God. We ask that you remember Mr. Dalton in a special way, Lord God. We thank you for this dear soul and ask, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you brought him into our midst, dear Heavenly Father, and we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done for him. We ask this morning, likewise, that you remember Sister Blake and ask your blessings upon her. Touch her in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. Heal her to your glory, to your honor, dear Father. Lord, we know, we see she's struggling, Lord God, but Father, we thank you, Lord God. She's still pressing on for you, Lord God. She knows, Lord God, that you are in control of her life, dear Heavenly Father, and we know you're able, Lord God, to bring her through, dear Father. Don't know, Lord God, if this is for a testimony, Lord God, for her to help someone else, dear Heavenly Father. But Father, we thank you for our dear sister and what you're doing for her. That guys, remember our dear sister Lillian, not able to be with us, Lord God, and physically here, dear Father, but she's on the phone, dear Father, and we thank you for that. Ask your blessings upon our dear sister in a mighty way, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that you would continue to mend and heal her in her body, Lord God. We're looking forward to the day that we can lay eyes upon her again, dear Heavenly Father, but we thank you for all the things that you are doing for Sister Lillian and ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, you bless her in her finances, bless her in her home, dear Father, and all every decision that she has to make, Lord God. We ask that you would bless and be with her, Lord God. Thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon her thus far. And so we just ask that you would continue to look down upon our dear sister in a mighty way. Father God, we ask that you remember all those we've invited to be in the house of the Lord. We pray, Lord God, that they would be out, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, for a cousin of ours, Ella Blakely, Lord God. We invited her to come, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, she's hearing the word on every day of the week, dear Father. She's reading it, dear Father. She's enjoying it, dear Lord. So we took the step, dear Father, that you said, dear Father, and ask her to come, dear Heavenly Father, to the house of God. Father, we'd love to see her, not only her, but others, dear Heavenly Father. Remember souls everywhere, dear Heavenly Father, that are out of the ark of safety. We pray, Lord God, that you speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Rob across the street, Lord God. Remember others, Lord God, that we have before the throne of grace. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bring them into the house of God. Remember Miss Betty this morning, Lord. We don't see her, dear Lord. Lord, but Lord God, we lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Father God in heaven, remember Sister Fluellen in a special way this morning. We pray, Lord God, that you would look down upon her with favor. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless her in her mind, body, spirit, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you for this dear sister, dear Father. We love her so much, and we ask that you would continue to bless. Remember all those who are on our sick and shut-in list. Remember Brother Manz's wife, dear Heavenly Father. Remember other souls, Lord God. We have an extensive list of names, dear Father, of friends and families and co-workers, Lord God. So we just ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would remember each and every one of them in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, for your presence that was felt already this morning in the house of God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for us and all that you're doing and going to do. Thank you for your healing power upon the saints, dear Father, that have been touched by you, dear Father. Brother Maurice, Lord God, Sister Francine, Lord God, others, dear Heavenly Father, that have felt your healing power, dear Heavenly Father. and are here to talk about it. We ask that you would bless. Remember Brother Robert, dear Heavenly Father. We think about him, Lord God, and ask that you would touch and heal him in his body, dear Father. We try to reach out to him this morning on phone, dear Lord, but we're not able to reach him, dear Father. But, Father, we ask that you would bless our dear brother in every way that he stands in need of. Now, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would get the glory out of our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for our Sunday school superintendent, Brother Byrene, and ask your blessings continue to be upon him and his family, Lord God, in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you and praise you this morning, dear Father. We pray for our world leaders, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for our president, dear Heavenly Father, vice president, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you remember our Congress, our Supreme Court, dear Father, all of our police officers, emergency officials, Lord God. We lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. And likewise, we lift up the people of Ukraine, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, my God in heaven, we pray, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you, dear Heavenly Father, will spare, dear Heavenly Father, the bombing upon these people, Lord God. Speak to the heart of Putin, dear Father. My God in heaven, speak to him, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we see him, dear Father, in some of those clips they show, and he acts, dear Heavenly Father, like he is a God over people. Dear Father, we know. Dear Father, your word says if you lift yourself up, you will bring them down. Yes. And so, Lord, we commend him into your hands, dear Heavenly Father. We're not praying, Lord God, that you would kill him and all these various things that we've heard people say, but we are praying that you speak to his soul, his heart. Help him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to see what he's doing, dear Father, destroying lives, dear Father, killing babies, Lord God. We pray for the soul this morning, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would intervene in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remember them, Lord God. We know, Lord God, we have brothers and sisters all over the world, dear Father, and some of our brothers and sisters may have been caught in these bomb fires, dear Father, may be in shelters somewhere, Lord God. We remember your people in a special way, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning for what you have done for us, and remember the saints as they're on their way in, dear Father. Keep us in perfect peace, you said, whose mind is stayed on thee. Help us, Lord, in our endeavors to be all that you have called us out to be. We want to be the children of God that you have called for us to be in the word of God. We want to be holy. We want to be righteous, Lord God, in thy sight. So, Father God, as we go into your services this morning, we ask that you would be in our presence, dear Heavenly Father, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, not forgetting Brother Matthew, not able to be with us today. Lord God, reached out this morning. Lord God, we pray that you would bless and be with him, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord God vows that he would be here, Lord willing, on next Lord's Day and on Wednesday, dear Father. So we just pray, Lord God, that you remember our dear brother and the Lord. Ask that you would bless him in every way he stands in need of. And Father God in heaven, we know that he will give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray. We thank you. Amen.
So we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 3.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise his name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Amen.
Praise our God.
God is good.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Right on
that,
brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
First song says, hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, all ye heavens of heavens, and ye floods above the sky.
Praise our God.
Amen, amen.
Praise.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise his name.
Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and made them all, ye heavens of heaven, and ye fools above the sky. Let them praise in Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted. And his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. Let them praise in Jehovah, they were made at his command, them forever he established, his decree shall.
Jehovah. We know that God, our Father, is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of glory, and he is worthy of honor. We thank God for allowing us to be here this morning, and we give God glory.
Amen.
This morning for all that he has done for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're so glad to be in the house of God this morning. So glad to see our dear brother Joseph, and to see all the visitors that he brought with him.
Amen.
You are very welcome.
Amen.
We are glad that you are here this morning. Amen. We're thankful you came in smiling, and we're just so happy. It's when we're in the house of God, it's something to smile about. And
Amen.
So we thank God that you are here this morning.
Amen.
Amen. We want to give honor to our pastor Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for her. We thank God for the prayer that she prayed.
Amen.
To open service, and we pray that God would have his way in everything that is said and done in this service. Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise God. Our responsive reading from God's word,
Amen.
Will be found in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. This was our reading from last week, and we know that Pastor Jenkins said that the message today was going to continue
mm-hmm.
from the word that we mm-hmm. were receiving last week. And so we thank God for that. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. 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 Thank God for his goodness. I'm so glad to be here in the house of
Amen.
God. And we know that on last Lord's Day, our reading was Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his quickening spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Amen. We tarry one for another. Amen. We're helpers one of another. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. And for our visitors, I will read verse 1, and then you will respond by reading verse 2. Then I will read verse 3, and then you will respond by reading verse 4. Verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience,
among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us,
even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved.
And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus,
that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Not of works, lest any man should boast.
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands,
that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Together, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But now in Christ Jesus, it talked about all those things that we were before.
Come on.
But now in Christ Jesus,
yes.
We who are far off from God
yes.
are made nigh
yes.
by we can
Praise
come near
God.
To God.
Yes.
We can approach God
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Thank God
Amen.
For this unspeakable gift.
Praise
Thank God
Amen.
For his great love.
Yes.
He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten
Praise
son
God.
To die that we might live.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
God. Thank God for his
Amen.
Goodness. Amen. At this time, we will ask if there are requests for prayer. We know that God has ordained prayer. We know that he allows us to come to him and to bring our burdens. He allows us to come and bring our afflictions when we're sick, when we're downtrodden, when we're persecuted. When we're attacked by the enemy of our soul, we know that God allows us to come and pray to him.
Amen.
And he has promised to hear from heaven. And so we know that we do not need to fight for our rights. We don't need to defend ourselves because God will fight our battles.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness. So we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
In the prayer, remember my grandchild, Denise, got a letter from her, and she's thanking us for the book that we sent, the Sunday school book that we sent, she's so glad to get it.
Amen.
And she's to pray for her, I'll let you know a little more of it.
Amen.
But the Lord is so good.
Yes,
yes.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Carol.
Amen.
The other request.
Yes. Okay.
Amen. Yes.
And it's like two Muslim there because and they hate they don't have a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But they pay money to bring them to the hospital at San Domingo.
Ah.
And she wants to pray for her because her daughter will be sick.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. God is able to heal.
Amen.
Amen. We will pray for her even going to Santo Domingo for the... Nadia. Amen. Amen. We will pray for Nadia. Amen. God is able to touch her. God is able to heal her. And it's according to our faith. And so we'll pray in faith for Nadia. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, brother man. We missed you, but we're so glad that you were able to visit your wife for a long time, and we thank God for that. We will remember your request for those who are homeless, and those who don't have enough food to eat, those who are out on the street. You know that God can provide a blessing, and God may use us to be that blessing for them. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 We've been. Yes. Yes. Amen. Thank God.
So that she get involved. So that all we have in voice come.
Yes. Amen. Amen. We will pray for you. Amen. And what is your name? What is her name? Christella. Amen. Amen, Christella. Amen.
I used to pray for her, but she was. Because we believe it by the prayer. Because say we're working for God.
Devil, yes. The devil is trying to. Yes. Amen. Amen. We have to stand united against the devil. Amen. 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 God. Yes.
So, container member him, he's at the front, even in the back. But container member him walking back.
Amen. Amen. You're right. Many unruly passengers on planes now. People who are getting on, and one would think if you're going to be unruly, why would you select to be unruly 20,000 or 30,000 feet in the air? But that's the devil. That's the devil, the enemy in people's hearts, and taking over people's minds. And the devil doesn't care where you are. He will come and try to take. So we will pray much for Brother DeAndre. Amen. Brother Tony. Yeah. Amen. 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 God bless you, Brother Tony. Yes, we need much prayer in this time. Our leaders, and the Word of God tells us to pray for our leaders, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. That's the Word of God.
Sister Blake, remember me, and likewise remember Brother Matthew. He's not going to be with us today, but he said, Lord willing, he'll be here on Wednesday. He'll be with us Wednesday and next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
So remember him much in prayer, body, spirit, mind, and soul.
Amen.
And likewise, let's remember those we don't see that are normally here, maybe still traveling on their way in. Let's remember them much in prayer.
Amen. Yeah.
And remember us as we the Lord is showing me something to help us to be able with our, you know, the new family that we have coming in to help with translation.
Mm-hmm.
They have technology out today that we can use, and so we have to get to that little bit of technology for them to be able to hear the word.
Amen.
We need to be prayerful about.
Amen.
It. God has provided. It doesn't cost that much. Mm-hmm. I use it with my husband's niece. We use it with her, and it's a little pad, and it translates.
Mm-hmm.
And they can put their earphones in, and they can hear.
Amen. Praise God. Yes,
Amen.
He is.
He makes a way.
Amen.
and anybody do be discouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for that. As well, thank the Lord for Liam's learning. He wants to speech therapy every Thursday with Roman and the lady, you know, remember them and all the other children that go to the school too. Great opportunity for them. And I think the Lord that it's funny because I found it online through social media. And then Chanel, Brandon's wife, she said, I found it on social media too. It happened to give you the exact same person that I was going to. The Lord brought it both to us, and I thank the Lord for it.
So, amen.
He's getting better. His name was one word, but he's not fully out the woods. But I thank the Lord for what he has done.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. So good to see you today. Amen. Good to see you once again. Just smile. Amen. Thank God. Amen. We have been praying for you. Amen. Amen. Keep on coming. Keep on pressing. That's what it takes. It takes diligence. Amen. Any other requests? Mm-hmm. Remember our pastor. She's going to bring the word to us. Mm-hmm. Sister Smith. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Remember, we'll remember also all those who are unsaved. Because everyone needs Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Remember all of our unsaved, those, our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends, even those that we don't know. We're still praying for the souls of mankind.
Amen. Mr. Blake, I'm just thankful. Thank the Lord for his many blessings and all that he's done. Last Sunday, I got home and raised the garage, pulled in, and then the garage wouldn't go back down. So the motor just keeps humming. So I reached out to one of the guys that I know that works on them, and he's due out this afternoon. Had me do one thing on it to see whether maybe it was just not connecting, but it's connected, but it's just not moving. So I just thank the Lord for the strength he gives me. And the doors aren't heavy, so I just raise it up and down. So I just truly thank the Lord and just remember Derek as he is due out today to find out what's wrong with the garage.
Amen.
Just truly thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. All general requests. We're all in need of.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord also for the saints praying for me on my behalf. And I ask that you continue to remember me in prayer, even though I'm going through something. I want to thank you for your prayers that I've come this far by faith.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holman.
So let's remember the bereaved
families. Yes, bereaved families, those who have lost loved ones. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Worship the Lord. Shall we turn to page 634? 634 in the worship the Lord. God will take care. 634.
Amen.
God will take care. It tells us, be not dismayed, whate'er betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Through days of toil when your heart doth fail, God will take care of you. He will take care of us. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Every day or all the way,
dangers fierce, your wrath assail. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide.
Praise God.
God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for taking care of us. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done. And Lord, all that we know that you are able to do, Lord, on our behalf. Lord, even as the song once said, no matter what may be the test, God will take care of you.
Yes.
Lean weary one upon his breast. God will take care of you.
Yes.
Lord, pray to God that you would take care of us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, you know, Lord, our hearts. Mm-hmm. You know the desire of our hearts, mm-hmm. dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able. Mm-hmm. Lord, we know, dear Father, what you have done for us in the past, dear God. And, Lord, your goodness, Lord, has not failed.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we come to you in faith, dear God, asking, dear God, for you to take up our cause, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we each stand in need, Lord, of a blessing from thee. And so we pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would remember, Lord, each request.
Amen.
Father, even, dear God, Lord, as I endeavor, dear Father, to see the words in the hymnal, Lord, even as I endeavor, dear God, to see the words in your holy book, dear God, Lord, I know, dear Father, Lord, you comforted me, dear Father. Lord, from looking at your word, dear God, Lord, you took me over to Romans, dear God, and you said, dear Father, that I have to be rejoicing in hope,
yes.
Patient in tribulation.
Yes. Bless her, Lord.
Oh, dear God. Patient in tribulation,
my.
Continuing instant in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father, we're praying, dear God. I'm praying, dear God, for a touch this morning, dear God.
Amen.
Praying, Lord, for your anointing, dear God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, that you would bless, dear Father. Pray, dear God, that you would touch me, dear God. I rebuke the enemy of doubt, dear Father.
Amen.
For, Lord, I know, dear God, that your healing power, dear God, is not limited in any way.
Amen.
Lord, help me, dear God, to be patient in tribulation.
Amen.
Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help our dear sister, dear God. Help her, Lord, dear Father, and her daughter, Nadia, dear Father.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless them both together, dear God. Lord, her daughter is very ill, dear God.
Yes.
But we know, dear God, that there is no illness, dear Father, that is beyond your touch. There is no sickness, dear God, that is beyond your healing.
Yes.
And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her daughter in a special way and bless her, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, ease, dear Father, her worry and her concern, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, you told us, Lord, in your word, Lord, to be anxious for nothing, dear God, but by prayer and supplication to make our requests known unto thee. And so, Lord, we're making these requests known, dear Father. Lord, you know, dear God, all that we stand in need of.
Amen.
Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Smith, dear God.
Yes.
We pray, dear God, that you would remember her request, dear Father. Bless her and strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know, dear God, that you have already blessed her, dear God, in her body. Lord, you've taken her, Lord, through several surgeries, dear Father. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that what you have done for Sister Smith, Lord, you can also do for others. And that's why, Lord, our confidence is in thee, dear God, for healing. Lord, when we think, dear God, of what you did for our dear brother Byron, dear Father, and, Lord, how you brought him through cancer, dear God. And, Lord, he's here today, dear Father. Lord, and encouraging others, dear God. Teaching your word, dear Father. And, Lord, you're using him, dear God, and he's giving you the glory for it all, dear God. Father, we know, dear God, what you brought him through, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, how you brought Sister Smith, Lord, through cancer and brain tumors, dear Father.
Yes.
Even, Lord, as she prayed about them on last Lord's day, Lord, and what you have done for her, dear God. Lord, we're so thankful, dear God. We know, Lord, that you brought Sister Francine, Lord, through her surgeries, dear God, several surgeries, dear God. And, Father, we know, dear God, what your power can do.
Yeah.
Lord, you brought Brother Maurice, Lord, through his surgery, dear God. And Lord, we know, Lord, what your power can do. And so, Lord, it is with confidence, dear God, that we bring these other requests, Lord. It's with confidence, Lord, that we bring Nadia to you, dear God, because we know, Lord, what your power can do.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we lift up your name, dear God, and pray, dear Father, Lord, that you would go forth, dear God. Healing, dear Father. Lord, conquering, dear God, sickness, dear God. Conquering, dear Lord, affliction. Conquering discouragement, dear Father. Conquering, dear God, those who are under attack and persecution, dear Father. Your children, dear God, who are under attack, dear Father, by the enemy of their soul. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember, Lord, Brother DeAndre in a special way. And we ask, Lord, your protecting hand be all around him, on him and all around him, dear God. Keep him safe, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that the devil, dear God, is an accuser. We know that the devil is a persecutor.
Yeah.
We know that the devil will come and try to accuse the saints, dear God, of wrongdoing. But, Lord, your power, Lord, in your people is greater. Lord, your word says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so, Lord, we have confidence in thee, dear God. Lord, to bless and to keep us, dear God. Lord, to cleanse, dear God, anything, Lord, that's not like thee, dear Father. Lord, and to keep us and preserve us, dear God, by your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray, dear God, that you remember Sister Carol in a special way, dear Father. We thank you for her, dear God. But we thank you, Lord, that her granddaughter, dear God, is getting your word. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all those, dear Father, whose names we have received from her, dear God, who are getting the morning message. Lord, who are getting a Sunday school books, dear God. Lord, who are getting, dear Father, your word. And Father, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, Lord, would, Lord, anoint, dear Father, them for understanding of your word. Lord, that they might seek, Lord, to know you if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember little Liam, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, dear God. Truly, Lord, we have been praying earnestly, dear God, praying for him, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to manifest, dear God, your touch in him, dear God. We, Lord, we read in the word, dear, in the word of God, Lord. Lord, how you cause the blind to see, dear God. How you cause the lame to walk, dear God. Lord, how you took those, dear God, who were dumb, dear God, and loosed their tongue, Lord, and caused them to speak, dear God. And so, Father, we know, dear God, that you are able, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless and have your way, dear God. Lord, in our coming together, Lord, we are so thankful, dear God, to see Brother Joseph come in, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, with his friends, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for him, dear God, and we pray, dear God, that you would remember his request.
Yes.
Remember him in prayer, dear God, even as he ministers, dear God, to others.
Yes.
We're so thankful, dear God, Father, that he has a heart that loves you, dear God, and loves your word, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember his people in Haiti and remember his family in Haiti, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would put your hedge of protection around them, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would provide for their needs. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember the orphanage there, dear Father. Remember the children there, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And we know that in order to be in the kingdom of God, we have to become like little children. And so we know, Lord, that you love little children. And we're praying, dear God, that you would provide for their needs there in the orphanage, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, the fact that they are in the orphanage means, Lord, that they have suffered a loss of their parents, dear God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the love, dear God, that you have put in Brother Joseph's heart, dear God. Lord, to care for these children. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, provide showers of blessings,
yes,
Lord, as only you can. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to open the windows of heaven, dear God, Lord, and to send blessings so much so, Lord, that we would not even be able to receive them all. And, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would open that window, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord. Remember each request, Lord. Remember Brother Tony's request, dear God. Father, as we pray, Lord, for the leaders, dear God, of the countries of the world, dear Father, realizing, dear God, Father, that they are in your hands, Lord. They do not have absolute power, dear God. Although they, if they think they do, dear God, they deceive themselves, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to look to thee. Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would, Lord, bring about, dear God, protection, dear Father, on those,
yes,
who are running for their lives.
Yes.
Lord, there's no doubt, Lord, in our mind, dear God, that there are saints, dear Father,
yes,
who are there. Lord, we don't know their names, dear God. But, Father, we know, dear God, that anywhere, Lord, that your word is preached, anywhere that your spirit is, dear God, we know, Lord, that there are hearts and minds, dear God, who are surrendered to thee. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for your people, Lord, in these war-torn countries. And, Father, we're praying, Lord, for those in those countries who are unsaved, dear God, Lord, that they would turn and serve you, dear God, to seek you while you may be found and to call upon you while you are near, dear God. And for some people, they don't even think about God until danger rears its head. And so, Father, Lord, if this is your way, dear God, to cause some, Lord, to look to you, dear God, realizing, Lord, that they can do nothing of themselves, Lord, we say, Lord, please have your way, dear God. Yes. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for your mercy, dear God, to be extended, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that children are being killed, dear God.
Yes.
And adults are being killed, old people, young people, men, women, dear God. It's not just soldiers fighting in wars. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, for your mercy, dear God, Lord, to go there, dear God, and be with them. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless and provide for our needs, dear God,
Amen.
According to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Millicent, dear God, and remember her situation, the repair at her home. And we pray, Lord, that you would keep even the repair person in safety, dear God. Father, even as you repair the garage door, we realize that there are dangers in repairing those. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, your protection upon the one who is coming to do the repair. Lord, just continue to have your way, Lord, and bless in this service, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing, dear God, upon this service, upon the songs that are sung, dear God, upon the preaching and teaching of your eternal word. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the visitors that are here, dear God, for we know, Lord, that your spirit brought them. Lord, we pray that you'd remember Brother Matthew in a special way, dear God, and remember his family, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would be with him, dear Father. Lord, help him, dear God, to be able, dear God, to come out, dear Father, on next Lord's Day, if it be your will, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would remove any obstacles, dear Father. Remove obstacles out of his way, dear God. Lord, for sudden we know, dear God, that the enemy tries to put stumbling blocks there, dear God. But, Lord, you're able to move a mountain out of the way. And so, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would make the way clear and make the way plain. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Mann. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes, dear God. Pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon them, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would bless, dear God, even as Brother Mann said, those who are, Lord, without a home, those who have physical needs, dear Father. But we know, dear God, that you're able to bless. Now have your way, dear God, and help us, dear Father, to continue to look to thee from whence cometh all of our help. Remember each request, Lord, those that we have remembered to pray for, Lord, and even those that we have not remembered to pray for, dear God. For we know, dear God, that you're able, dear God. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for Mr. Michael Dalton being here once again. We pray, Lord, you continue to be with him, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, for him, dear God. And pray, Lord, that you would bless and encourage his heart, dear God. Strengthen him, dear God. Lord, keep your hand upon him, dear God. Lord, keep drawing him, dear God, with cords of love. And truly, dear Father, we're going to give you the praise, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Sister Kiva. We don't see her this morning, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you'd remember her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister India, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Lord, bless Sister Webb, dear Father, and her family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, Lord, even, Lord, as we wait with expectation, dear God, for your word to go forth, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you would have your way. And Lord, if there are any, Lord, who are listening, dear God, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would bless, dear God, Lord, and speak to their hearts. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us, Lord, the knowledge, dear God, and the wisdom, Lord, and the direction, dear Father, Lord, to make a way, dear Father, Lord, that we would be able, Lord, to have even the service and the word translated, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that in your word, Lord, you gave the gift of tongues, dear Father, to those, dear Father, so they would be able, Lord, to tell of the wonderful works of God, Lord, to those who spoke a different language. And Father, we know, dear God, that you have not changed. And Lord, we are looking to you, dear God, Lord, for the guidance and the way and the showing us the way, dear Father. Lord, that your word, dear Father, might be taught and might be enjoyed, dear God, and Lord, might be obeyed, dear God, no matter the language, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Bless each one who is present, dear God. And Lord, we're truly, 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 Lord, we're going to give you the glory.
Yeah.
And we're going to give you the praise. We ask in the name of your dear son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God.
Praise. Praise our God. For you to lift the morning offering. A special offering for today. This is the third Sunday of the month. Already. Amen. The 20th of March. And so the special offering for today is for the food pantry. And as we file by, you may place the offering for the food pantry in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us. We realize, dear God, that in your word, dear Father, you told us, dear God, on the first day of the week to bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. And so, Lord, in obedience to your word, dear God, we are bringing in our tithes and offerings. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these, dear God, according, Lord, to your will, according to your love, dear Father. Mm-hmm. For, Lord, you have given us, dear Father, the means, Lord, to obey your word and to bring in our tithes and offerings. And so we pray, dear God, that you would use them to your glory and to your honor. Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear God, for how to use and dispense, dear God, Lord, the tithes and offerings that have been brought into your storehouse. Mm-hmm. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply, dear God, these tithes and offerings as only you can. And, Lord, that you would, Lord, allow them, dear God, to go forth and to accomplish that. That is your will. Again, Lord, bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and to your honor. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, nor reward in heaven, nor your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Lord God have done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you okay back there? Keep heaven in view. Keep heaven in view.
As you travel on,
he's a gentle call.
Oh, Lord, come out.
Keep heaven in view. Amen. Not allow Satan to blind our minds or our eyes. Amen. And before our pastor comes before us, I just do want to recognize, again, we know our brother, Harance Joseph, who was here on last Lord's Day, and he brought with him Renell Joseph. Amen. And Christella Santo. Amen. And Lisitho Silin. Amen. I hope I wasn't too terrible on the pronunciation. Amen. But we're just so glad that you are here.
Amen.
So glad. It is a blessing to us that you are here.
Amen.
Amen. We pray that God will bless you. Amen. Shall we stand before God's word is preached to us? We always, always want to pray for our pastor that God will bless her, touch her, to deliver the word that he's given to her. Because when she does that, she delivers her soul and ours. So we'll look to God in prayer. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful, dear God, for all that you have done. And Lord, all that we believe that you are going to do, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for your spirit already manifested, Lord, in this service. And we pray, dear God, that your spirit will continue, dear God, to bless. We ask, Lord, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins. We pray, Lord, that you would touch her, dear God, that she may preach your word in the power of the Spirit, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would help her, dear God, Lord, to give us the understanding, dear God, of what your Spirit has given to her to give to us. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint our hearts, dear God, Lord, to receive your word, Lord, in our hearts and in our minds. Lord, help us, dear God, to receive it, Lord, and to obey all of it, dear God. And truly, Lord, we're praying, dear God, this morning for souls, dear Father, for any, Lord, who are as yet unsaved, for those who don't know our Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, that they would come to you through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, for the forgiveness of sins. Now have your way, dear Lord, and truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for in advance, dear Father, for your eternal word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly, we thank God for another privilege to be here this beautiful day he's made. Giving honor to Sister Blake. I thank God for her. Each one of you, thank God for you, Brother Joseph. Thank God for all the saints of God, Mr. Dalton. I'm truly thanking God for you and your beautiful smile. Every time you walk in this house of God, I thank God to see that. And all those who are here today, thank God for the saints of God. Let's remember those that are normally here that are not this morning. Thank God for Sister Holmes, Sister Lillian. They're online. Unable to be out in the house of God, but we have some that are on broadcast, and we thank God for that too. Amen. Because God is providing a way for people to hear the word of God. And So if we want to hear it, we'll make provision. We'll do what we need to do to get where the word of God is being taught. So we thank God. And we know some have said they couldn't be with us today, Brother Matthew and remember Brother Monty and Sister Sandy and them. But Lord willing, we're looking for them here, Lord willing, next Lord's Day. Amen. In our hearing, we read Ephesians, the second chapter, 1 through 14. I trust you have your Bibles and something to write with. We know this message is a continuation of last Lord's Day. Thank God for our midweek service with Brother Byrene, and thank God what he gave Brother to through the Sunday school lesson and all those who participated. And we see Brother Maurice had his scriptures, Sister Webb and Sister Fran, and the information that we received on Wednesday night. We just thank, and Sister Mellison, thank God for the question and understanding. He said, in all thy getting, get understanding. So we oftentimes we want to have understanding of God's word so we know how to rightly divide it. We want to make sure, because souls need to be saved. And they need to know about God. Let's go back to Ephesians, the second chapter. We'll look at verse 8 to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you. Lord bless. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing with you thoughts on the subject, salvation in Jesus Christ, the way to grace. We left off on last Lord's Day with speaking about being filled with the things of God and knowing that it was through God's grace that we are able to be what we are today in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit had us talk about how that it was by the blood of Jesus on the cross that made salvation possible for all mankind. In John, the third chapter, we are told these words in verse 16 of that scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The word of God goes on to say, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. You see, Satan is doing everything he can to keep souls from coming to God. He's using deception by creating problems and unbelief that are keeping souls unsaved, keeping souls from believing. And he's using the same for the saved to try to pull us away from Almighty God. We are told these words in Hebrews, the third chapter. He gives us warning. He says there in verse 12 of that scripture, he says, take heed, brethren. You see, this is a warning to you and I, those of us who are saved. He said, take heed, meaning pay careful attention, brethren, lest there be any in any of you, he said, an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Oh, saints of God, unbelief is running rampant in our society as a whole today. And we know that it is rearing its ugly head right now in the religious world too. Sister June mentioned and shared with us on last Lord's Day and also on Wednesday about how a co-worker who lacked knowledge of things of God was trying to demean the meaning of the virgin birth. You see, sometimes people in our world today, they say some things so rashly They don't understand that the word of God has scripture concerning their rash speaking. But there's a warning in the word of God. He says in Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter, he said, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. And then he went on to say, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is where? In heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Praise our God. See, our God is in heaven. He is upon the throne. We be careful how we address Almighty God. Oh, yeah, we're living under grace. But grace doesn't give us the right to say any old thing to Almighty God. You see, to believe in God is necessary for all of us to have faith. Scripture says that believing in the true God is a foundation for our relationship with him. We are told in Hebrews 11, verse 6, these words, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Oh, it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My, my, my. You see, it's important for all of us to take note of Satan's temptations. Satan is busy all around us, saints of God. Satan is doing all he can to discourage us from running this race that God has set before us. You see, 1 Timothy 5, verse 15 says these words. He says, let the elders. He said, oh, I think I've got, no. Verse 10, 1 Timothy 5, verse 15, he says, for some are already turned aside after Satan. You see, to those of us who are saved, let us be careful that the fire of our soul is not quenched by our lack of attentiveness to the things of Almighty God. You see, this is how Satan slips in. He gets us busy doing everything possible to distract us, to keep us so busy with the cares and things of this life that we forget that God takes first place in our lives. Or we forget that God is to be our first love. As we learned in our morning text this past week, we are basically in love and with a love affair with Jesus Christ. And when we first got saved, we fell in love with him. We were dedicated to the things of God. And then as we grew in our walk with Almighty God, we fell deeper in love with him through his word. How many know what I'm talking about? And because of that love to Almighty God, we are now able to be called the sons of God. Praise be to God. But when we allow things in this life to come before Almighty God, such things as our family, such things as fun, work, and all saints of God, I know our kids have a lot of activities. We are telling God he has to take second place in our lives. But Jesus says these words in Luke, the 14th chapter, verse 33. He says, so likewise, whosoever, he said, be of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. You see, if you can't forsake all the things in this life, if you can't tell others, I live for Almighty God. God is first place in my life, and I live my life according to what thus saith the Lord, then you cannot be God's disciple. He also said in Mark, the 12th chapter, verse 30, he says these words, praise our God. He went on to say there, Jesus said, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God, praise our God, with all thy heart. Are you loving God with all your heart? Are you loving him with all thy soul? Are you loving him with all your mind? You see, saints of God, he wants the whole man. He doesn't just want part of us. He doesn't just want us and say, my heart belongs to God, but he wants our soul. He wants our mind. He said, with all thy strength, this is the first commandment. Oh, you might say to me, oh, Sister Renee, when do I have time for myself? Oh, God gives us time for ourselves. God gives us plenty of time, but God wants us to first love Almighty God with everything we have. He wants our mind. Why? Because the enemy right now, in our day and time in which we are living, the enemy has people's minds bogged down with the cares of this world. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Look at many of the people that are going around in our world today. Many of them are so bogged down with the cares. Many of them now, they are talking about contemplating suicide. They are saying, I can't live this life. I can't function. I can't do this. I think I'll just go ahead and in my life, but that's not an option with Almighty God. Praise our God. That's why Paul said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He also told us in Romans, the 12th chapter, we have to have a renewing of our mindset. Turn with me there for a moment. He said to the brethren, he said, I beseech, meaning I beg you, therefore, brethren. He said, by the mercies of God, praise our God for God's mercy. He said that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's why God wants the whole man, saints of God. Do you know what? Do you understand what the word is saying? God wants all of us. He don't want bits and pieces. He don't want us to piecemeal things together, but God wants our mind. He wants our body. He wants our soul. He wants our strength. But Paul went on to say that you present your body a living sacrifice. He said, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Oh, and then he went on to say to us, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. See, if your mind hasn't been changed from that old man, that old nature, your mind is going to still be on the things of the world. Your mind is going to still be on doing what you were doing when you were out there in the world. But God wants you to have a renewed mind on the things of Almighty God, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Praise our God. To the lost this afternoon, Satan is constantly luring your heart toward pleasures, and he aims to deny or water down the greatest need you'll ever have, and that is the eternal word of Almighty God. He tries to hinder the work of God. He has mankind, as we said, so distracted right now. But I say to you, we were learning in our Sunday school lesson, the fall of man. Oh, and throughout that lesson, it was saying about how mankind had fallen away from Almighty God. How mankind had turned away from that when God had given a command in the Garden of Eden. And he told Adam and Eve not to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Oh, but the enemy of their soul convinced them and told them and made them look at the tree in a different way. Made them believe that God was lying to them, as Sister said downstairs. Oh, was suggesting to them that God was withholding something from them. Oh, isn't that like the enemy today? He's taking souls out there right now, and he's allowing them to believe, oh, well, God is not going to do anything from you, but I can give you a little bit of this dope, or I can give you a little bit of this crack cocaine, and it'll get you to a high, and you'll be up, and you'll feel good, but he doesn't tell you what happens when you come down. Oh, praise our God. Oh, then they try to reason the devil. You can't reason with the devil. Oh, we were all unsaved. We know you can't reason with the enemy. There's no reasoning in the devil. But oh, one thing in scripture that stood out with me, and that is in Proverbs, the 8th chapter. My sister read it downstairs. And then when we came up, Brother Maurice read it upstairs. And it says here, but he that sinneth against me, speaking of Almighty God, I want you to listen to these words, because you know Satan has you out there thinking it's okay. He's out there having you think it's okay for me to sin. I can sin. He has you out there looking the wrong way, believing the wrong truth, challenging the things of God, getting angry about things, about trivial things, not giving your life to Almighty God. And listen to what he says there. He said, but he that sinneth against me, he said, wrongeth his own soul. Oh, you think about that. You wrong your own soul. All they that hate me. So when you're sinning against me, which is God, God is saying you hate me and you love death. And we are told in Romans, the 6th chapter, for the wages of sin is death. You think about it. Think about what is being said. You love death. Oh, my. We're living in a desperate time, thanks of God. We're living in a time where souls, as we said on last Lord's Day, living desperately right now. All they can think about is getting back to normalcy. I was speaking to a friend of mine who is a minister in the Lord. And they were asking me, are you taking time out for yourself? Are you doing these things for yourself? And I said, oh, yes. Well, you know, God would want you to go away, take some time, and you need to. And I said, well, I'm doing all right. The Lord is blessing. The saints are praying for me. Well, you know, we're trying to get back to some normalcy. I heard that from them, and I thought, what about preaching the word of God? What about witnessing the souls? Instead of trying to get back to normalcy, getting back to mankind, going back to sin and being out partying and doing all manner of things, because all they've shown me that people who want to get back to normalcy want to be in the clubs and want to be out here doing the various things. But that normalcy doesn't say that they're coming to Jesus Christ. And then I shared with you that I read a slogan from a t-shirt that said, normal isn't coming back, but Jesus is. And it had on there Revelations, the 14th chapter. Turn with me to Revelations 14. As we began to look at this text, keep in mind that John was on the Isle of Patmos. He was receiving a vision according to Revelation 9, verse 17. And that we must recognize that the language of visions does not lend itself to the interpretation of words in their usual or most basic sense. You see, the 144,000 in this scripture text is a symbolic expression. They are people who heard the voice of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. Remember John's words back in John 1:29, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. And we follow Jesus back to Zion. Let us keep in mind that God's people have been scattered in the cloudy day. In the cloudy and dark day, they were scattered. You can read about it back in Ezekiel 34. But we're told these words in John 10. Say that right there with Revelation. John 10, 27 tells us how his sheep respond to his call. You said, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You see, this 144,000, they were with him. Praise our God. Because they had heard his voice. I know many have read this passage of scripture and have said that this is saying that only 144,000 people will be saved. But that notion is not. This is not a literal number. Oh, and that there are not only going to be 144,000 who are redeemed. But when we lay line upon line and precept upon precept, we got to examine other verses in Revelation. Amen. We got to find out what John saw. When he saw the redeemed back in Revelation 5, he described them. He said, as an innumerable company of angels. He let us know that. Also in verse 11 of that same scripture, jump back in Revelation 5. You can hold on to Revelation 14. John said these words. He said, I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. This is the word of God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Back in verse 9 of that same scripture, it lets us know that the redeemed come out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And when John received a vision of the church in the evening time, he said in Revelation 7, verse 9, and I know you can read the whole entire scripture in your leisure at home. He said there in verse 9, he said, after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, my, and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. You see, a number so great that no man can count them. Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
But let us look at verse 6 of chapter 4, 14. In this passage of scripture, it speaks about the future that awaits two distinct classes of people. In verses 6 through 11, it deals with the future of the lost sinner, while verse 12 through 13 speaks to the future of the faithful saints of God. And you see, while these verses speak about future events, they are still relevant for you and I today. You see, every one of us one day is going to reach the end of our earthly journey. There will be an end of the road for each and every one of us. I know that we do not like to think about it, but we need to know what is coming so that we can properly prepare for that hour. When the end comes, you and I need to be ready to go, not getting ready, as Brother Byron said. When the end comes, there will be no more time to prepare. When the end comes, how we leave this world will be how we enter into eternity. There will be no changing from sinner to saint. Your fate will be sealed in the end. You see, these words are found in Ecclesiastes 11:3, where Solomon said, if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. Oh, the same is true about your life and mine. However we end this life, wherever we find ourselves, whether we're saved or lost, that is how we're going to be preserved in eternity. My.
Amen.
You see, if you want to live with Jesus, and you got to accept his plan of salvation by grace, through faith in Almighty God, if you don't want to accept his plan, then you won't be surprised when you arrive in hell when this life is over. You see, the masses will tell you that it's not relevant. This kind of message is not relevant for our day and time. That people are free moral agents. They don't need this type of preaching. However, Paul says these words. We're coming to Revelation. He says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 5, these words, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You see, man's wisdom operates in human philosophies. Mankind may tell you that there is no such thing as a God in heaven. We've heard it, saints. But the faith we have is in what God has said in his eternal word. And with that faith, we are able to believe. Because we walk by faith, as the word of God tells us, and not by sight. You see, the church of God and our Christian lives stand on truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth. He said, thy word is truth. And we must be careful to ensure that we believe the truth and not these crafty human words or empty philosophies that are going around in our day and time in which we are living right now. But we need to remember all what the Bible says. We need to remember how Paul said to the Corinthian believers, let me just share this with you. We're going to get there to Revelation. He said there in 2 Corinthians 5, he said to the Corinthian believers in verse 10, he said, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every man may receive the things done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. Then he went on to say, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. So these messages the Lord gives to me is to warn the people, also to keep those of us in the faith staying true to our conviction. Praise our God. Let us look at verse 6. John says there in that scripture, he said, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven. He said, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, letting us know that the gospel of Jesus Christ is a universal gospel. It's for all mankind. He said, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. See, we got to fear Almighty God. We have to fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body. We don't fear mankind, but we need to fear Almighty God and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. He went on to say, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. You see, these verses depict an angelic messenger flying above the earth, proclaiming the everlasting gospel. This angel declares the same message, the messages that were preached by Paul, Peter, John, and the rest of the apostles. And it is the same message that the ministry is to be preaching today. It is the true word of God. Praise our God. This message is the same message for over 2,000 years. The message this angel delivers is the message of salvation through the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told these words in 1 Corinthians. I ask you to put a marker there. In 1 Corinthians, it tells of the gospel message. He says in 1 Corinthians 15:3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ Jesus died for our sins according to Scripture. That's the gospel message. And that he was buried and that he rose again on the third day according to Scripture. To the scriptures. Praise our God. Also Romans 1 verse 16 says these words. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Also Romans 10 lets us know that it is a simple message. Verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord, praise our God. And then he goes on in verse 13. It lets us know that this message is available to all mankind, all that will believe. It is a message of what? Love. It's a message of hope. It's a message of eternal salvation in Jesus Christ. And it is also a message, saints of God, of peace with God. You see, we're living in a world right now. People are running around and they're trying to find peace. Oh, we need peace. We need peace here. We need peace there. There's no peace in mankind. World leaders can't make peace. No matter how many times they meet, no matter how many times they do standing ovations, no matter what they do, world leaders cannot bring about peace. The only peace that we can receive, the word of God tells us in Romans 5 verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice and hope of the glory of God. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
If you want peace, then you need to come to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You need to be saved.
Amen.
You see, justification, justified by faith, means that's our first work of grace. That's our salvation in Jesus Christ. That is living for the Lord. That is a repenting of your sin, being born again, living for Almighty God. Not saying, oh, I still sin a little bit. Oh, I can't help it. Sister Renee, I got these vices that I'm still going on. As Sister said, these aren't vices. These are just sins.
Amen.
When God saves you, God can save you from those things. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You see, God doesn't save you still with you having a cigarette hanging out your mouth. God can save you from that. God can save you from drinking. God can save you from smoking. He can save you from all those things. Saints of God, I say, look around. Look at the saints that God has saved. All of us were out there in the world. We were all sinners doing everything we were big enough to do. But my God saved us. When we came to Almighty God, we came to an altar of repentance. We asked God to take away that desire. Ask God to take away that want. Ask God to take away that feeling. All those things that the devil will put in your mind, and God is able to take it away from you. And you don't have to walk around for years on end and say that I still can't help it, because my Bible tells me he saves to the uttermost, and God is able because he saved me. What about you? You know what I'm talking about. God can save you. He can bring it around where the folks will look around as they did to the Apostle Paul, and they looked around and saw how God had changed him. God can change us just like that. And when you go back into the marketplace, someone might say, isn't that the old Annette Renee? She used to do so-and-so and so-and-so. But praise God, she used to do it. Why? Because God, in all his grace and all his mercy, he saved me from that old man. Praise our God. Now I'm a new man in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God. Message of salvation is for all mankind. It's the same message. It's a message that will save the human soul from the wrath of God and from eternity in hell. And it's a message that has been, is, and will be rejected by sinners until the end of time. This message has been ignored by most of those that have heard it. It is still being ignored today. People will continue to refuse the preaching of the two witnesses that are found in Revelation, the 11th chapter, which is the anointed word and the spirit of Almighty God. And they will go on and continue to worship the beast. But the angel told them in verse 7, he said in verse 7 of Revelation 6, he said, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. He went on to say in verse 8, he said, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling. He said, it is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. He said, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture. Oh, saints of God, I don't know about you, but oh, saints of God, I'm finding it harder and harder in this day and time to speak to souls about their soul with Almighty God. It's finding it harder to tell souls about who God is. We're living in such a time of conspiracy theories. Folks don't want truth. They are gravitating toward lies and deception. The world in which we live right now, they rejoice in wrongdoing, and they also rejoice in corruption. You see, this is right where the devil wants us to be. The word of God tells us also in Revelation 12, he said there
in verse 12 these words, because he knoweth that his time he knoweth that he has but a short time, a short time to do what? Oh, to continue his deception, to keep mankind from coming to Jesus Christ, to place fear and doubt and despair in the lives of God's people. Look around, saints of God. Look at what is going on in our world today. Turmoil on every hand. Mass shootings, killings, disrespect for laws, rules, dishonesty in our government, on our Supreme Court. The devil has mankind biting and devouring one another. And the Bible says, take heed that you be not consumed of one another. He also said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. America is so divided right now. But when something catastrophic happens, we want to come together and we want to say, pray. We want to go to 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, and we want to begin to quote the scripture that says, if my people were called by my name. But we've got to do more than quote 2 Chronicles 7, 14. And then sing Amazing Grace. And then say, God bless America. What is God supposed to bless America? In her sins? Because America has forgotten God. America has said to Almighty God, I don't want you in my business. Don't tell us how to teach our children. Don't tell us how to raise them up. Oh, we'll tell them that if our children act up, all we have to do is count down. We start a countdown with our children. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 until we get to 10. And then what do we do at 10? They still are acting up, or the children are smart enough to know, I got till 10 to stop acting up. But my Bible says that the rod of correction is for lack of understanding. He didn't say to kill him, but the rod of correction. How many had the rod in my day and time? Praise our God. Then we tell God, we don't want you in our schools. We don't want our children to be have to pray. Now we got guns, birth control, daycares. This comes because we have said it, not all of what God has said for us to do. And then we wonder. Praise our God. Government in which we live and individuals in our society have forgotten or do not know about the creation of mankind and what God has said in the Word of God. He said in Acts 17, 26, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bound of their habitation. There's only one blood upon this earth. We all bleed red. Praise our God. I read this article the other day, saints. And it was speaking about sports. And it asked this question. It said, are sports fans getting more aggressive, more abusive, more downright violent? The article went on to say that that civility and empathy is going down in our society, but I would say that it is gone. I believe this last dispensation of time is breathing his last breath before Christ comes back. Paul in Romans 13, verse 11, says these words, for salvation is nearer than when we believe. Jesus in Luke, you're coming back to Revelation. Jesus in Luke 21, he says these words in verse 28. He says, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth. Do we see it, saints? Distress of nations. Do we see that? With perplexity. The sea and the waves are roaring. Man's hearts are failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Oh, because every day there's something else that's coming up. We don't know from time to time what's going to happen. You turn on the news and sit down, and it's something else. It's heard breaking news all the time. I think it's breaking news throughout the whole day.
He said, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. He said, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things began, listen, saints, and when these things began to come to pass, then look up. Lift up your heads for what? Your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, my. Praise our God. Oh, then he goes on to say, and he spake to them a parable, behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves, the summer is nigh at hand. He's making a parable so that we can understand. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Let us be ready, saints. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. Saints of God, let's not allow all these things going on in this world to have us unaware. And then the day of the Lord come upon us unaware. He said, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore with prayer always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and shall come to pass to stand before the Son of Man. My. Let's go back to Revelation 14. You see a second angel appears there in verse 8. Pronounces God's final judgment on Babylon. You may notice that the angel says it's fallen twice. That indicates that Babylon's judgment is absolutely certain. Babylon is more than a city. Babylon is a philosophy. Babylon represents everything the world is. Babylon represents everything that stands opposed to Almighty God and God's perfect will. Babylon represents a system of unbelief, and we're living in that time right now. Oh, saints of God, this is why God has called his people to separate ourselves out of Babylon. You cannot walk in truth and live by error.
Amen.
People need to be cleansed from all their old teachings, cleansed from your old beliefs and practices, separation. You see, the seed of false religion got its root. If you go back into Genesis, the 10th chapter, this is where the seed got its roots back then. And you Bible students know the story of Nimrod found the city of Babel. Back in verse 10 of Genesis, the 10th chapter. And you Bible students know the story in Genesis 11, how mankind, and if you don't, I ask you to read it in your leisure due to time. We can't go and read it all out, but go and read it in your leisure, how mankind rebelled against the Lord, and they attempted to build the Tower of Babel. That tower was a place dedicated to false, adulterous worship in this world. And Nimrod, he was the ringleader of all of it. He was called a mighty hunter. And the phrase mighty hunter, I went up and I was reading, a mighty hunter is being interpreted as a hunter of souls. In other words, many scholars believe that Nimrod was the father of a religious system that was designed to seduce men and turn them away from Almighty God. That when he built the tower, he dedicated to the worship of idols and heavenly bodies. And then God intervened and God confused their language. I know you remember the story. You see, that did not destroy the seeds of false religion. Oh, my, that false religion had been planted in the hearts of men. It is planted in the hearts of mankind today. People left Babel and carried their false doctrines with them throughout the entire world. And Babel later on became Babylon. It was a city that was the capital of false religion and idolatry. As we said, it represents everything that is opposed to Almighty God. In verse 8 of Revelation 14, Babylon is pictured as a harlot. She is seen seducing the foolish sinners of this world. She has led them away from God with all her lies and deception. She is about to pay a terrible price because God's hand of judgment is getting ready to come down upon her and all of her heresies. You see, the philosophies behind all of mankind's religion and all of their heresies and rebellion against God is going to be destroyed, saints of God. Their foundation is going to be shattered by the wrath of God. Then there's a third angel. In verse 9, he preaches a message of judgment to all those who receive the mark of the beast and who worship the beast. This angel reveals what will happen to all those who refuse to receive the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ. This angel preaches a fearful message, but it is one that is needed today in our society. We are told these words in verse 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Oh, what a horrible picture. Let's look at that a little closely, saints. It said the wine of wrath, the wrath of God poured out without mixture into the cup of indignation. You see, our God has been long-suffering with mankind. Therefore, when his wrath is poured out on this world, it will be poured. It will be pure and undiluted. It will be a time of sudden judgment from which there will be no escape. What do you say in Sister Renee? We're told in Hebrews 10, verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We're also told in Hebrews 12, 29, for our God is a consuming fire. You see, during God's time of justice, it will be too late to try and call for grace and mercy. Right now, the day you hear his voice is a day of grace and mercy. It is the time to come to God. One day, the dam of God's wrath is going to burst. And all those who are outside of relationship with Jesus, they are going to be doomed. The Bible says in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb, the heavenly host and the Lamb of God, they're going to stand as a constant reminder to the lost sinner that they did not have to arrive at this horrible place. My, my, my. They could have been saved if they would have just turned to Jesus Christ by faith. Look at verse 11. It is very clear. Hell is a place of unending, unimaginable torment for the lost sinner. He said, and the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. When you die outside of Jesus, I know we're living in a time right now, some religions believe that if you're not saved and you die, you still are going to have a chance. After a period of time, God's going to allow you to come in. That's not what my Bible says. He said the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever. When you die without Jesus, you're going to go to hell. Once you will never have a second of rest or a second chance to come to Almighty God. You will go to a place where you will never die, and you will suffer throughout eternity as you endure the wrath of Almighty God in hell. Jesus said in Mark 9, verse 48, these words, he said, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. To the lost this afternoon, you don't have to die lost. You can come to Jesus Christ. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he bore our sins in his body. During that time on the cross, God judged Jesus as if it was you and I. He poured out his wrath upon his body, the body of his only begotten Son. The judgment was so complete that Jesus even cried out in anguish. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You see, Jesus has already experienced the full strength of God's wrath on the cross.
He suffered on that cross because of you and I. We were on Jesus Christ's mind. He took our place on that cross that we would not have to. Now the only hope of salvation is in Jesus Christ. We are told these words. Turn with me to Acts, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. He says these words in that scripture. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise our God. Those who believe on him by faith, you can be saved. You will spend eternity in heaven if you continue to live for Almighty God. But those who reject him will spend eternity in hell. Oh, verse 11 will be your future. My, my, my. And ask this question. Where will you be after death? You see, the answer all depends upon what you do with Jesus' grace right now. In the lower auditorium of this house of God, Brother Maurice has on the wall from our Bible study week, he has the word grace spelled out. God's riches at Christ's expense equals God's unmerited favor. You see, God's grace needs nothing added to it. It's either you believe it's all about God or it's all God's grace or you don't believe it. All of us who profess to be saved, say we've been saved by his grace. And we cannot take any credit for any of this. None whatsoever. Our scripture text says, turn with me back to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter. It says in verse 8, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You see, it is totally a gift from God. And we have to understand that we don't pay for a gift, nor did we work for this gift. God freely gave it to us, and none of us deserved it. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Let us look at the beginning of our scripture text, Ephesians 2, and look at what it says there to you and I. It said, in you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. It said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Oh, praise our God, saints of God. What a difference Jesus has made in our lives. That's where you and I were. We were walking according to the course of this world. We walked according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. He went on to say, among whom also we all had our thank God that it's in the past. We had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But praise be to God. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Do you believe that God loves you this afternoon? Do you believe that it's by God's mercy and by God's grace that we are able to be saved? Praise God. Praise our God. He said, even when we were dead in sin, excuse me, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Praise our God. It's by grace that we are saved. Thank you. Praise our God. He went on to say, and has raised us up. Have you been raised up? And made us to sit together in heavenly places. We are not now running around in this world doing everything we're big enough to do, but we've been raised up together and made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise our God.
Thank you.
That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace
in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Oh, and then he went on again to let us know in verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Praise our God. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Are we walking according to the word of God? Are we walking worthy of our vocation? He went on to say, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand, that at that time you were without Christ. My. Excuse me. Oh, saints of God, I never ever want to be in my life ever again in a time that I am without Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
How many know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
He said, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. Oh, saints of God, I don't believe you nor I want to ever have no hope. And without God in the world, can you imagine? Oh, having no hope and without God in this troubled world in which we live right now. He went on to say, but now in Christ Jesus, praise our God, you were sometimes were far off, are made nigh by what? The blood of Christ. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, our condition before God, we were dead in trespasses and sin. None of us were goody two-shoes, so to speak. Sin ran our lives. And without Jesus' intervention, we were doomed for hell. Oh, but he loved us. Praise our God. It was his great love, the great love of our Father, which is in heaven, that propelled him to send his son Jesus to die for our sins on the cross. It was his love that bound Jesus to that cross. It was his love for sinners that caused him to willingly drink the most bitter of cups. Thank God for the awesome love of God for you and I and for the mankind of this world. You see, the world may not care if you live or die, but Jesus cares for you. Praise our God. Oh, he died to save you from sin, and he lives to make you free. Praise God. If you don't know him, I say, will you come to Jesus? Receive him by salvation. Receive God's grace. You see, God's grace is just as brother has down on the wall. It's God's unmerited favor. It's undeserved on our part. It's unearned, and it's unearnable. You can't earn God's grace.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
This grace, excuse me, that was freely given to us. It was not cheap, but it was costly to the giver.
Yeah.
Oh, it cost our Lord Jesus Christ his life. Praise our God. Oh, we're living in a time right now, saints of God, where some may insult God's grace. They may reject it. They may trample on it. They may even sometimes try to frustrate the grace of God. Oh, but saints of God, I thank God for his grace. Oh, praise our God, for it was grace that brought me. Praise our God. Oh, it reminds me of the song, for your grace and mercy, praise God, brought me through.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm living this moment because of you. Come on, saints. We are only living because of Almighty God.
Amen.
Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God he loved us that much. And we receive this grace through salvation. Oh, and that's a guarantee to us for a changed life in Jesus Christ. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You see, the gospel is the good news of the grace of God to give forgiveness and eternal life to anyone that believes. Praise our God. You know, saints of God, as I began studying again in Revelation, I've been hitting and missing and studying it, and I realized
that we need to get into revelations and be able to stand on what the word says. Because I realize that it is about the sounding of the trumpet. The Bible says in Jeremiah, turn with me there for a moment, the sixth chapter. And look at what it says in these words. Praise our God. In verse 17 of Jeremiah 6, he said, also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. I know it will take much prayer for us. But see, you see, this book is a book of symbols. Many do not understand what the symbols mean in the Word of God. Brother Byron mentioned it on Wednesday night. I believe it is a wonderful book. It starts out in chapter 1. Turn with me to Revelations chapter 1. Saying these words. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. My, my, my. You think about that, saints. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. The word revelation means an unveiling. This book was written during some dark days for the early church. They were suffering terrible persecution under the ardent hand of the Roman emperor. This book was written to give them hope, comfort, courage in their struggles. The same for you and I, the same things we are facing right now. It's a book of prophecy. It speaks of future events and what is often symbolic language. That language, however, is clearly defined and explained in Revelation 1, verse 19. It says these words. It says, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. My, my, my. This verse offers a clear understanding to the events of Revelation. The key to understanding the book. This book has been misunderstood, misinterpreted, and misrepresented by many for years. You see, the book of Revelation has been avoided because many seem to believe that it cannot be understood and that reading it, studying and preaching from it will only lead to confusion. But that's a sad notion and a sad thought. Why? Because if you're reading the book of Revelation and you understand it's a book about Jesus Christ, praise our God. The title of this book is given in verse 1. It is called The Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. My, 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 saints of God. Brother Brian mentioned to us, I was going to pull the chart out so we can see what Brother Byron was talking about on Wednesday night. Let me see if I can pull this chart over a little bit here. Former pastor Elder Wilbur. Oh, we know this chart quite well, thanks of God. Brother Brian was mentioning on Wednesday night. Am I correct here, brother, what you were talking about? And the white horse rider standing on the truth, standing on the full gospel of Almighty God. We can see here, saints of God, there were times and periods, in these periods of times and dispensations, where the word of God is partly open. And we're known during these times that many times that the word of God was not being preached because the word and the spirit is said and lay dead in the street. People didn't want to hear the word of God. They didn't want to hear what the spirit of the Lord was saying. But saints of God, we need the gospel message. We need the message of Almighty God because the gospel message is about the kingdom of Almighty God. In Matthew 24, turn with me there for a moment. It says there in Matthew 24, verse 14 of that scripture, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. See, I have a responsibility.
to preach the true word of God. I have a responsibility to sound the trumpet. Jesus is coming back. He is the shepherd, and we are his sheep. He calls his sheep by his spirit. And through the good news of the gospel that specifically called the church into existence is the gospel of the kingdom. Oh, saints of God, we are in the kingdom of God. Praise our God. And our God is looking for a people who are standing on the truth of his eternal word. He's looking for a people who are ready to go spread the good news that Jesus saves and to let them know that he is still in the healing and saving business. You see, when Jesus was here the first time, our Savior was veiled, meaning he was not recognized by most as God. And even though he was in the flesh, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:8 that if they had known who Jesus was, they would not have crucified him. You Bible students know the story of how Jesus was rejected as the Messiah. We are told these words in Matthew, the 13th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. Look at what it says in verse 53. It says there, and it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed then. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Oh, my. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not this mother, is not his mother called Mary and his brethren James and Joaz and Simon and Judas and his sister? Are they not all with us? Whence then has this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. You see, saints of God, that's going on right now today. There's so much unbelief in our land right now that it's hard to get souls to come to God. It's hard to get souls to believe in the things of Almighty God. You see, they saw him as the carpenter's son from Nazareth. And we are told he did not many works there because of their unbelief. But I'm reminded of Nathanael's words to Philip in John 1:46. Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Come on, say. Philip saith unto them, come and see. Praise our God. You see, the last view the world had of our Savior was a man dying on a Roman cross. And the book of Revelation tells us that the world has not seen the last of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is coming again. And when he comes the second time, he is not destined for a cross, but for a crown. Praise our God. He's not coming as a suffering lamb, but as a sovereign Lord. He is not coming in shame and poverty, but in splendor and in power. Praise our God. You see, there's coming a day when Jesus Christ will come and be revealed to the whole world, and they will see him as he truly is. This is the clear message of the gospel in the scriptures. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians and look at what it says in the word of God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for the spirit of God. Excuse me. Left on record for us, saints of God. Praise our God. Look at what he says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4 of that scripture. He says there, he said, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God, which is given you by Jesus Christ. Thank God for his grace, saints. He said that in everything ye are enriched by him, in all utterance, in all knowledge. Oh, saints of God, do you have those spiritual riches? Are you enriched by him in all utterance, in all knowledge? You know, when the word of God
is being taught to us on Wednesday night. Do you just feel the burning down in your soul? Do you feel the knowledge coming out? And God is showing us various things and we're learning things. Can you feel that when we're sitting there, saints of God, and hearing the word of God going forth? Do you hear it in the message? How good God is, because our God is good. He goes on to say, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Then in 2 Thessalonians, turn there for a moment, chapter 1, verse 7, he says these words. He said, and to you, praise our God. He said, and to you who are troubled, praise God. He said, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Oh, saints of God, we've got to rest in knowing that our Savior is coming back. We got to rest in knowing that his grace is going to carry us through. He says in 1 Peter 1, he said in verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. We might be going through something right now. Oh, but the trial of our faith. Oh, he said, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise. Don't allow your trials to keep you from praising God. Don't allow your trials to keep you from being in the house of God. Praise God all the way to the house of God. Learn how to praise God even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of storm. Learn how to say, I praise be to Almighty God for what God has done for me, what God is doing, what God is bringing me through. I know God can bring me through. I know God, Brother Joseph, he can watch on your family there in Haiti, while you're here in Columbus, Ohio. I know our God is able. Why? Look around, saints of God. He is able, but it's because he brought all of us. He brought all of us to the kingdom of God. He saved all of us. We were troubled souls out there in this world. We were doing everything we were big enough to do. But God, in all of his grace and all of his mercy, he looked down upon us. He took us out of that miry clay and settled our feet and the straight and narrow way. Praise our God. And now we've been made the sons of God. Praise our God. Oh, yes, our Jesus is coming back. And the world will see him as he is. Revelation 1, verse 7 says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Praise our God. Every eye is going to see him. Oh, you're not going to miss him. This is one appointment that you're not going to miss. You know, we live in a time where people run late for everything. You won't be late for judgment. Amen. You may be late in this life, but you're not going to be late in the judgment day. He said, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him. Oh, my, my, my. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. As you know, saints of God, and I know, Jesus is the solution to all our problems in this world. If people had Jesus like they say they have him, we wouldn't be having all these problems. He is the only hope for fallen man. You see a world right now that is so engulfed in turmoil and tribulation. Jesus is the answer for their need. Thinking about listening to the news and listening to all the commercials. And the politicians and everybody is pro-God and pro-this and pro-that. But then they get in fights and arguments and saying things and cursing and swearing. You wonder, where is God in all of that? Blessing and cursing ought not come out the same mouth. Our God doesn't have it. People tell me that you're a God. I'm looking for you to live so. When I tell people that I'm of God, I want them to look at me and see God in me. I want them to be able to say, there's something different about you. Not that it's praising me or lifting me up. He told us to let our light so shine before mankind that they may see our good works, which glorify our Father, which is in heaven. I want everything I do to glorify my Father, which is in heaven.
It even means when I'm traveling on 270 or 70, when I'm on the roadway, wherever I might be, in my neighborhood, with my neighbors, I want them to see that I'm of God. Yeah, your neighbors are watching you, saints of God. I think I shared with you before, I was out talking to my neighbor, and she came over, and she was talking to me, and she watches us. As soon as we come out, she is right out there. So I know she's watching us, but that's all right. And she said, well, I know you go to church. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we go to church. She said, and I know that, I see you wear dresses all the time. And she said, but you know, when we go to church, see, it was condemning her. My life was condemning her, and I hadn't even said anything to her. I don't even know where she goes. But I thank God that you've taken notice of it. I thank God that you take notice that I'm a child of God. I live for Almighty God. Praise our God. Thanks to God, regardless of what we might be facing. Remember, Jesus is the answer. He is our only hope. The Word of God tells us in John 14:6, He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by Him. My. Jesus came to this world to give His life for humanity. He came to reveal God and redeem God's elect. He did what He was supposed to do when He came and died. He gave His life for us. And now He's sitting on the right-hand side of Almighty God, interceding for mankind. He is the mediator between God and man. Praise our God. You see, we are here nearing the end of time right now. Time is winding up. You might be saying to me, well, Sister Renee, if time is near, it was near 2,000 years ago, why hasn't things come to pass? First, we have to understand that God's clock does not operate like ours. We are told these words in 2 Peter. Turn with me there for a moment. We're coming to a close, thanks. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 8. He said, but beloved, he said, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not what? Slack concerning His promises. Our God isn't loose. Our God hasn't forgotten. He said, as some men count slackness, but is what? Long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as what? A thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Then he went on to give a warning. He said, seeing then that all these things be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Praise our God. You see, God does things on His time and on His schedule. He's given lost sinners time to come, time to be saved. This is the age of grace right now. Come to Almighty God. You got to see that the hour of Jesus is coming back. You got to make sure that we're ready to go. So all the things that are going on in our world today, I read this article. It says our society is ripe right now for another religious cult to begin forming. I saw the previews of what they called Heaven's Gate, which in March of 1997, it led 39 people to commit suicide, believing that UFOs were going to carry them to a higher existence. Saints of God, people are fearful right now. People don't know which way to turn. They're being brainwashed into thinking things that are true, that are not true. They're running rampant because of COVID. Cults are coming up because of COVID. And they can't seem to get this virus under control. And then people will come to you and they'll say, well, do you believe this is from God? Well, you know, sin has brought about a lot of things. Brother Byron reminded me of that. He said, all these things came because of sin. You see, back in the garden, if you go back and read, as we were reading and we were studying downstairs, thank God for Sister Millicent and Sister Blake and for the young people. We went back into Genesis and we're reading, and we can see where God had given the instruction. God had said
The Lord, the word of God said, and the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And that death, yes, we know it was physical, but it also ushered in the natural death. Also, it ushered in all the woes that we have in this life, the pain, the arthritis, the various things that we suffer with. But saints of God, we got to still run on for Jesus Christ. The devil wants souls to be turned around. He wants souls to be in the condition in which they are in right now. He wants souls to be in despair. Look at what's happening on every level. We've got parents in despair, and we're not making fun of it. Parents are afraid about sending their children to school, afraid about various things that are going on. That's how the devil operates. And because Jesus said, turn with me to Matthew 24, and we're coming to a close. But look at Jesus, what Jesus said in Matthew 24. He said these words. He said there in verse 7, he said, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence. See, the famines he's talking about and pestilence, that doesn't necessarily have to be a famine of food, but we are told in another scripture in Amos, the 8th chapter, that there will be a famine of hearing God's eternal word. He said, in pestilence and earthquakes and divers, are we seeing it, saints of God? He said, all these things are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall be betrayed, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Are we seeing all of these things right now going on in our land? Then he went on to say, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Saints of God, let us stand on the truth of God's word. We don't want to be mixed up in these false prophets rising and deceiving. Then he went on to say, and because iniquity is sin, he said, shall abound, meaning sin is multiplying. The love of many shall wax cold. Are we seeing this? Sin is multiplying every single day. Men are drinking sin as water, as Job says. He said, but he that shall endure, come on, saints, until the end, the same shall be saved. We've got to endure, saints of God, no matter what's going on. You and I have got to endure till the end. I thank God for his word. I thank God for the saints of God. I thank God when he says in his word, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. To those who don't know the Lord, come to Jesus Christ. Time is winding up. You may say, Sister Renee, how do we taste? In the natural, you and I sit down at a table and eat. But in the spiritual, come listen, hear the word of God. Worship, fellowship with the saints of God. Get into the word of God. He said, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Praise our God. Be engaged in what's going on with the word of God. Sit down with your brothers and sisters and get to know how God has brought them to where they are. Praise our God. And love the Lord for all that he has, all that he has given to us in the word of God. Oh, saints of God, if the Spirit of God gives you and I a chance this afternoon or this day to witness to a soul, let us tell them about how Jesus has filled our life to overflowing, how we have the Son of God, and tell them how what they need to do to come to Jesus Christ. You see, God is looking for us to go out and witness to this world. He's looking for us to tell them about the salvation we have in Jesus Christ. And the way that salvation came about was through God's grace. Praise our God. As our dear brother Levester says, when your soul is anchored in the Lord, you can say, as the psalmist said in the 37th division of Psalms, turn with me there for a moment, where he says, trust in the Lord and do good. My, my, my. Oh, when your soul is filled with the goodness of God, you're anchored in the Lord. You can say, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Commit your ways unto the Lord.
Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Then he said, rest in the Lord and wait for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Oh, we have much, saints of God, to learn about God and his grace and his mercy. And if God allows me another time, I'm not going to say, I don't know if it's going to be next Lord's Day or what, but if God allows me another time to bring more information about grace, the grace of God that brought us to salvation, oh, saints of God, my heart is open to whatever God's will is. My heart is open to his will to deliver the word of God so that souls may be saved, so that souls can be saved and don't have to face that second death. Oh, God bless you is my prayer. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise God.
Praise God
for his word. Salvation in Jesus Christ, the way to grace. Amen. Pastor Jenkins told us that Jesus is coming. He's coming with a crown. He's coming in splendor and power. And she told us not to get distracted.
Amen.
The devil's trying to bring all kinds of distractions, but we should not be distracted. That's that scripture that she was reading in Matthew 24.
Yes.
The last verse she read in that chapter was, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And if I may, I want to read verse 24, because this is what has just occurred here. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness. We've heard the gospel of the kingdom preached. That this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And then we are urged in that next verse to stand. When we see these things, stand in the holy place.
Praise our God.
Stand in the holy place.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
If you've received the grace of God unto salvation, stand in the holy place.
Amen.
Don't allow the devil to come and get you distracted. Don't allow the devil to try to take away your first love.
My.
Don't allow iniquity to cause your love for God to wax cold. Praise God. Because as she said in that fifth chapter, 1 Corinthians, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
And at that time, it will be revealed whether our love has remained hot or whether it's grown cold.
My.
It will be revealed whether we have stood in the holy place.
My.
It will be revealed whether that crown of life that's been promised to us will be brought unto us, will be given unto us, because we cannot neglect this great salvation. We can't do things that would cause us to fall short.
Amen.
Of the promise that we have embarked upon. So we thank God for this message. We thank God for the messenger. Know that God's word is true.
Amen.
What shall we sing?
Praise our
Amen.
God.
Amen.
In
the worship of the Lord shall we stand. Shall we stand and turn to number 402 in the worship of the Lord hymn. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his grace.
Amen.
Marvelous grace that is greater than all our sins.
Amen. Praise our God. 402. Grace. just as I am, without one plea.
Amen.
Now this song poet says, just as I am, we can come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We can come to God, renouncing sin. Come humbly, asking for forgiveness. That says, just as I am. But when the Lord changes us, if God graciously grants us forgiveness of sin and salvation, we've come, we can say, just as I am, I came. But that doesn't mean that we stay the way that we were.
That's right.
Amen. Because in Christ Jesus, we become a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new.
Praise
in
our
the
God.
Lord. So even though we come as we have been, but we should not expect to stay that way.
Praise
because
God.
There has to be a change, as Pastor preached, has to be a change in our heart, a change in our life. We can't come to the Lord and say that God has saved us. And yet we're still doing those same old things. And as you said, these are not vices. These are sins.
Amen.
And no sinner has life dwelling in him.
Amen.
Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
Yes,
that's
did.
Why he was manifest.
Yes.
That he might destroy the works
of
the devil.
Yes.
So we should expect that if we're coming to God, we want to lay down that old life.
Amen.
And so we won't, as Pastor said, we won't be smoking and drinking. And cursing and gambling and all these things, all these lusts of the flesh. We won't let our eyes follow the lust of the eye. God can cleanse us. And if God cleanses us, we have to, and if we come to God, we have to believe that his power is able. That's what being born again is about.
Amen.
We must, Jesus said, told Nicodemus, ye must be born again.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thank you.
Must I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that
just as I am, thou wilt receive. We're going to come to the Lord. We must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the reward will be salvation.
Amen.
We must believe that he will welcome and pardon
and cleanse and relieve, that we can have relief in our soul because we know that we've been pardoned. We know that we have been forgiven. It said we'll cleanse. And so that will take care of these filthy habits, these vices that cannot be in the life of a child of God. That the Lord will welcome and pardon and cleanse and relieve. And so we don't have to labor under that burden of sin because thy promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. We have to believe on that promise. We have to believe that the blood of the Lamb of God was shed and that it will cleanse us from all sin, from all sin, not partially. Because we know if we have a piece of clothing and it's dirty and it's spotted and we wash it, but all the spots don't come out, it is not clean, is it? It is not clean. In the same way, Jesus shed his blood to cleanse us from all sin. So no sin can remain if we truly have surrendered to God. And so we have to, as the Bible says, we have to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. We have to believe that the power of God is able, that the blood of Jesus has power to cleanse us from all sin. That's what we must believe. Praise our God.
Amen.
Is there one?
Praise our God.
Is there one who will come and bow before the Lord? Say, Lord, your promise, I believe.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you because I believe you're able to save my soul.
My God.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Not only is he able to save us, but he's able to keep us.
Yes. Praise God. Thank you.
He is able to keep us from sin.
Amen.
We don't have to be a slave to Satan.
Amen.
A slave to sin.
Amen.
Praise our God. He is able. Is there one who would just raise their hand, just say, pray for me?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I want to be kept. I want to be kept in his will. I want to be kept by him. I don't want the devil to take advantage of me.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm trusting in his power. I'm going to stand and believe on his word. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
Just as I am.
Praise our God. Thank God. The love of God broke down that barrier.
Yes.
The love of God in giving his son Jesus rent the veil that separated us from God. Through his flesh, we have access to God for salvation. Thank God. Praise God for his goodness to us. Amen. We thank God for his word today. We thank God for his message. And we thank God for speaking to our hearts. We realize that it is a privilege to hear the truth of God's word. Not everyone has that privilege. And so we thank God for that,
Amen.
For the message and for the messenger. We saw the hands that were raised, those who want to be kept in the love of God. And so we're going to offer prayer. We prayed before the message was preached, and now we're going to pray and thank God for feeding us from his word. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your word. Thanking you, Lord, for the truth of your word, dear God. Thanking you, dear God, for your grace, Father. Lord, that was poured out for all mankind, dear God. Thanking you, dear God, for the grace, dear Father, that came to us through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, to continue to consider the word that was preached today. Lord, that, Lord, your spirit would continue to speak to our hearts, dear God. Lord, that we might seek, dear God, to do your will in all things. Lord, that we might know, Lord, and have assurance, dear God, that the way that we're walking in your word is pleasing in your sight, dear God. For truly, dear God, we want to please you. Lord, we know, dear God, that in order, Lord, to be in your kingdom, we must please you. And so we pray, dear God, that you would help us to measure to your word as it was preached to us today. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember, Lord, each soul, dear Father, that wants to remain, Lord, in your word and in your will and in your way. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give your spirit, dear God, to strengthen, dear God, to build us up, dear Father, to help us, dear God. Lord, help us, dear God, not to be torn down, dear God, but truly to be lifted up, dear God, as you will, Lord, exalt us, dear Father, through your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, for souls who are not yet saved. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that you would extend your mercy, dear God, even just one more day, dear Father. Lord, that they may find you, dear God, in the salvation of their souls. And we know, dear God, Lord, he that cometh to you, you will in no wise cast out.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to have your way. And we thank you, dear God, for your word this day. Lord, we pray, dear God, for souls everywhere, dear God, that they may find salvation, dear God. Lord, that they not enter into eternity, dear God, lost and undone without thee. And truly, dear God, we'll give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
Praise God. God.
Thank
Lord.
Amen.
Is there anyone who would like to express themselves regarding the word?
Thank God.
Or the message. Or the messenger.
Amen. Thank you,
yes, Sister Webb.
Amen.
Thank Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
knowledge, he has to judge us. So we want to do it in such a way where telling the truth, giving the word through the Holy Scripture, right? And I remind you, it's not my word. I'm referring to the Bible. So you can see this, what it says, and not just me iterating to you. So we thank you.
Amen.
Brother Joseph and
Yes.
Amen.
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 I love him and his family. No matter what the circumstances are going through, I may not know it all, but I know that, we are experiencing things on a certain level, but we need to know that and hear what we need to do.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank God. God bless you, Sister Webb. Amen. Anyone else would like to express themselves? Amen. Amen. I appreciate the message today.
Amen.
Just the whole service has strengthened me. I thank God. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Have a few announcements. We have a card from Sister Saunders in Florida. Amen. It says to thank each one of you. Psalm 103:2. Forget not all his benefits. I am sending a love gift. Donation for energy bills or other essentials. And it was a sizable gift. It says your decision, Sister Blake, in our Lord Jesus. Love, Sister Edna Saunders. I need your prayers. And then she cites Ephesians 6:12, which says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And she also references Psalm 139:23-24. Amen. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And our sister, she said, I need your prayer, so we'll be sure to remember her in prayer. The card goes on, knowing people nice as you gives life a brighter touch. And so to each and all of you, thanks very, very much. And she said, Philippians 1:3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you all for keeping me in your heart. And then she also references Ephesians 6:23-24. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. And she says, I thank you for the books. She receives the Pathway devotional book and also Sunday school book. Whenever we get them, she gets them too. And she says, I enjoy them. And so we thank God for our dear sister in Florida. Dunedin, Florida, where Sister Saunders lives. And so we thank God. And you know that Sister Teresa, Sister Teresa's mother, Sister Amy's grandmother. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way.
Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God.
Amen.
For the November turkey giveaway, the canister is always open for donations. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, just to, if there's anything, any static or anything that's hiding in there, we turn it off and then turn it back on. That way we can clear out anything that would cause a disturbance in the Bible study. Then turn the phone back on just before 7 o'clock. And please mute your phones from the background noise. And continue to remember Brother Byron as the Lord uses him to bring our studies. We
Amen.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Our bus drivers for March. We thank God for blessing Sister Melita. We were lifting her up in prayer on this past week. And so this week, please pray for Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann. They're scheduled to drive on this coming Lord's Day. And just pray that the Lord will bless and give them traveling mercies. Our thought for today, one cannot live wrong in sin and die right in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. I'm so glad. And that just, God's word is true. Amen. God's word is true. Again, we're so thankful for Brother Joseph, Brother Harantz Joseph. So again, so glad to see you again. And Mr. Rennell Joseph, amen. God bless you. So good to see you. And Miss Christella Santo, amen. So glad to see you. God bless you. And we will be continuing to remember to pray for you so that the voices that you were hearing is God's voice speaking to you. And we will continue to remember Nadia, your daughter. We know that God is able to heal her. And we will continue to pray for her. Amen. And we hope when God does touch her and bless her, we want you to come and let us know how God has blessed. Amen. God, because we believe it with all of our hearts that God is able to heal. Amen. 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 And Mr. Lucito Sillett, so glad that you are here. God bless you. We were happy on last week, and our hearts were full. We met our dear brother Joseph, and our hearts are full again for meeting you. So we're just so glad that you are here. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to, anyone else who would like to express themselves? Yes, amen. Thank the Lord for the word. Amen. And brother?
Yeah. For the word, I would feel blessed. And after preaching about the ministry of God, we need to serve them with all your people.
Amen. 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 Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
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 Word of God, because word of God is a food, you know, food natural.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. To get stronger in it.
Amen. I'm more powerful.
Amen.
To be more strong in the world.
Amen.
Only the problem is all the people not speak English. I try to help them.
Yes.
But it will be not easy. But we pray about that.
We pray. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And Brother Joseph, as you said, we pray about that. And Pastor Jenkins already thinking about, well, we'll be looking into a way to get a translation going. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. We're going to... Amen. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. All mine took Sister Holmes, did I hear your voice?
And that was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful message.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for the opportunity to hear it. Amen again.
Amen. Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen. Thank God. That's our dear Sister Holmes, and she's not able to be in service. She's 95 years old, and she is still serving God faithfully. And we know that if the weather gets warmer and God gives her the strength, we know that she will be here. He will press her way. Amen. Amen. All minds are clear. Shall we stand?
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Brother Byron, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again we come before thee and truly want to say thank you for this day.
Yes.
You've allowed us to rise up this day and come to the house of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Fellowship one with another.
Thank you, Lord.
We're thankful for the fellowship in the Spirit of God. You said in your word, hear what the Spirit has to say to the church.
Yes, Lord.
And we're thankful for the Spirit and hearing what he had to say this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Every one of us.
Yes, Lord.
And as it was said, that it strengthens us and it gives us power to go throughout our day, but also to go in and out and be fed.
Praise God.
We're truly thankful for the word of God this day.
Thank you, Lord.
In the house of God and amongst the people of God. Now we ask your blessings as we dismiss from each other, but not from your presence.
Praise God. Amen.
We ask that thou would guide us to our directed home and keep us safe until we meet again. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you, Sister Holmes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right, I'll talk to you.
Oh, God bless you too, brother. I thought when you were talking on Wednesday night, I said, oh, brother, getting there. I was in, you know, reading, going and studying and. But I've been studying and hit and miss. And I heard you say something one time before, and I thought, Lord, I got it.
because there's so much in there.
Yeah.
Oh, the meat of God is so rich.
Me too.
So rich. And this, I feel
good.